This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you, Tom, and good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Prophetic Wednesday. This is the first time, I guess, we've had Prophetic Wednesday in a long time. But yesterday on Prophetic Tuesday, I was so overwhelmed with people requesting prophetic prayers that I just felt in my spirit, I got to do it again today, even though we're not on Facebook Live because our engineers are not on duty today. They had previous plans, didn't know I was going to broadcast any prophetic words today. But anyhow, I'm here on BPN Radio. Tell your friends to go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and also on TuneIn Radio. And boy, I have a lot of prophetic words to give today. I want to remind everybody that we're broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas, here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, since November of 2014, keeping the fire burning on the altar around the clock and around the globe. We're keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." We're watching and praying, just as Jesus taught us to do. And remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we're absolutely delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborne, supported by you, our loyal listeners. And I'm so very, very thankful to the young lady that helps me every day in my editing, Aliona Pachuka from far away. She lives near Russia, and I'm just so very, very thankful that she helps me every day. She's fixing to graduate from college there, and I'm very proud of her. She's so dependable, so responsible. Well, I'm telling you that God is at work. And today I'm going to be sharing prophetic words and prayers for those that have left your name, city, and state, knowing that one word from God can change your life forever. So this is a prophetic day, and I want to tell you that I am pumped and ready. I've been with the Holy Spirit now since early this morning, and He's been sharing some words. So it's a prophetic day where I'm about ready to prophesy. One word from God can change your life forever. So get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I love a lot of things, but I love to hear the voice of God. And today, we're going to hear the voice of God. And I'm going to be prophesying. And if I give you a prophetic word today, you got to remember that it could be a now word. It could be a future word. It could be a confirming word. It could be a new word. It may be something you have never heard before. But remember now that Paul said there is a natural and a supernatural. So I'm going to give you supernatural words, words that you will not be able, you may not be able to receive with your natural mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul wrote these words, "The natural mind cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness. Neither can he know them." You can only receive these words by your spirit. So there is a spirit, soul, and body. If you just try to receive these words that I give by your soul, soulish man, you're going to miss it. And remember that when you receive a prophetic word, it is not a chapter. It is not a chapter or a book. It is a word. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 that we know in part and prophesy in part. So it'll only be a word. It just be a part. But what you do, you have to receive it by faith. You can't receive it with your mind. You can't try to figure it out. Figure is a good Texas verb. You can't try to figure it out. You got to receive it with your spirit, write it down, and as you receive that and as you begin to pray and speak those words back to yourself, you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is God's going to begin to enlarge that and give you more words. There may be some of you that are listening today, and I give a prophetic word to somebody, and you'll say, that word is for me also. I believe you can also receive that. And remember that if you get a prophetic word, you don't ever have to receive it. You can say, no, I don't receive that. I don't want to do that. I don't want that. I don't believe that's for me. So you got to bear witness in your spirit, in your spiritual knower. You say, yeah, I know. I don't understand that fully, but I know that that is right. And some people, they have a problem with a prophetic. You know, I've written a book, and it's free if you'll go to letspray.com. Letspray.com. Go to resources. I have a book called God Assignments that shares a lot about my prophetic journey. I've been a prophetic voice in this nation and nations of the world since 1985. Gene and I started pastoring churches in 1967. And then in 1985, I moved to the Dallas, Texas area, where I began to work with a group of prophetic voices. And I began to go out and lead prayer and prophesy. I never asked God for the prophetic gift, but it came upon me. I began to prophesy, and eventually I was a prophetic voice to major churches across America and different nations of the world. I've prophesied over thousands and thousands of people. I've prayed for many, many people, including the vice president. I've prayed twice at the White House, Wembley Stadium, and many, many other places, both large and small. I love the prophetic because I know how one word from God can change people's lives forever. So I'm going to start prophesying, and I'm going to go for it. Before I start, I want us to pray for this prophetic session, as well as Dr. Bonnie Beard, wife of Roy Beard. Roy can be heard every weekday here on BPN Radio. And Roy's wife, Dr. Bonnie Beard, has been diagnosed with cancer. They're running tests today to determine the extent of the cancer. There's no trouble like trouble that comes your way. So, Father, we pray for this program today. We pray for this next hour, an extension of Prophetic Tuesday. We've gone into Prophetic Wednesday. Following your leadership, open our spiritual ears that we may hear. Open our spiritual eyes that we may see. Open our hearts that we might receive today. Anoint this session. If people don't hear their name call you, they can still receive a prophetic word. They can still hear the voice of your Holy Spirit. And so I pray today will be profitable. We agree for Dr. Bonnie Beard today. We call for a miracle for her, the wife of Roy Beard, who's heard every weekday on BPN Radio. Heal her. Minister to every need that is represented today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Okay, we're going to get right to it. I do want to say that these prophetic sessions are being posted on our website, breakoutradiochurch.com. And I'm now leading a radio church, not a local church, a translocal church. We have members all across America and different nations of the world. And on our website, breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, on the left side, you can find the broadcast of these prophetic sessions that I have led during the past several weeks. So here we go. Mary from, I'm going to give first name and where you live. Mary B. from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. There's something supernatural concerning your three sons putting their resources together, resulting in supernatural return. Start writing your book about my three sons, and as you write, chapter after chapter will unfold. Your manuscript will be taken from your daily journals. There is so much happening in your family that will take place, much out of the ordinary. It will spill over from the spiritual unto the practical. And so there will be practical experiences that people many times who only are listening to the supernatural or spiritual events will miss. And so you're going to mix the spiritual with the practical, and it's going to be amazing how this is going to happen. Also hear the Holy Spirit saying for you to take regular times for yourself. The Holy Spirit is giving you permission. Okay, PST, I'm not sure if that stands for pastor, PSTS from Jagampeta, India. Here the Holy Spirit saying your ever-increasing faith is taking you beyond the borders that men have assigned to you. Lift your eyes above the containments of others. Cast your net on the other side of the boat for a big catch. Megan H. from Humble, Texas. Megan, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he has embraced you and given you an extraordinary love for people. And this favorable anointing is helping people celebrate special events in their lives, even when they are reluctant to do so. So you push ahead, honoring people as a result of their faithfulness and service to his kingdom, making these events filled with laughter and joy, maybe even giving This Is Your Life presentation, gathering other people to help you celebrate the lives of these uncommon people who feel there is nothing uncommon about their lives. You will not allow these individuals to go unnoticed. You will not permit it, even if you have to plan special events for them without them knowing about it. Megan, there's a well of pure organic joy in your life that you must let overflow to others who feel so insignificant about their lives. Corey G. Corey, from Bella Vista, Arkansas. These dreams you're having are not a figment of your imagination. The Holy Spirit is at work in these times and events and these God moments, these Kairos moments of your life, God moments. Pay attention. It's happening, and these next few weeks or months will set the stage for the rest of your life. Stacy T. Stacy from Manford, Oklahoma. Sometimes you feel that you've been wandering in a wilderness. Your wilderness has not been a place of despair, just not knowing for sure your purpose and his plan or your place. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he has brought you through a season of eliminations. This is not it, and this is not it, but he is about to bring you into your promised land, and you will know this is it. And you'll be put into a circle where your gifts, talents, and abilities are needed, appreciated, and celebrated. I bless you, Stacy. Lynn W. from Shrub Oak, New York. Lynn, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that dynamic energy that you have locked up inside of you is going to be released in a period of 30 days. Most of the time, I don't put times on my prophetic words, but I hear the Holy Spirit saying in a period of 30 days, it's all going to spring forth, that supernatural release of the fire of the Holy Spirit that resides in you will come gushing forth, setting the captive free and preventing and thwarting the plans of the evil one. And as you pray in the Holy Ghost, there will be that incredible release that will come forth. Some people say, well, how do you prepare for your prophetic sessions? Well, I do a lot of preparation by praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to do that right now. Let's pray together. Now, if you don't have a prayer language, you just pray in English or pray in your language, wherever nation you may be in. Boy, I love to pray in the Holy Ghost. Manda arabaute. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying, some of you are saying, what about me, Lord? What about me? And the Holy Ghost just says, just pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And he will begin to bring forth revelation in your heart. Start writing something down. Get your pen and your paper, or get on your iPad or your computer, and get ready to write. And it'll all start with maybe two or three words. That's the way I do it. I just start, God would just give me one person. I'll start writing the words, and it would just start coming forth. It is a flow. It's a flow. Rachel T. from Smithville, Missouri. I've been there. That's a suburb of Kansas City. I have a spiritual son with the name of Jim Wagey, and he owns several McDonald's stores there in the Kansas City area, including one in Smithville. But anyhow, Rachel from Smithville, Missouri, these are memorable days in your life when he's setting the stage for major events. You will not be the opening act, but the main attraction. And so prepare yourself, just like Queen Esther did. You gotta prepare yourself to walk in a major, in a major place of influence. And wow, your name is going to be known in many, many different places. Excuse me for one moment. I put a cough drop in my mouth. I've been prophesying a lot the last 2 days. And to think, ladies and gentlemen, that I can, I don't have to go to one church at a time to prophesy, that many of you that I prophesy over have probably heard me somewhere in America or the nations of the world. I don't have to get on a plane and fly. I can, I just don't have to, but from our studios in one geographical location, I can minister to people in many different cities and many different nations. Okay, Carolyn from Lake Worth, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the preparation years of your journey is required much sacrifice and learning and studying. But now comes the big payday as you enter into a new door in a new season of ministering to those who seem to be helpless and hopeless, those who have obtained great success in life without much significance. He is giving you an open door to reach out to those who have shut out most people in their lives. But because of your gifting and anointing, he will place you strategically into these people's lives to make a difference. Many of them have become major recluses, sitting in their mansions all alone, unfulfilled. So you're going to go minister to a selected few who have major influence in the happenings in your city, giving you a major voice. KW from Lincolnshire, England, where I've ministered several times. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, mission accomplished. Good job. Those are exclamation points. Mission accomplished. Good job. Now there are new assignments coming that will elevate you into new dimensions in the field of education, higher learning in your nation. And Pastor Dale D. from Oklahoma City, I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's not quite time. Not quite time, just a little longer. And he's giving you special grace to finish strong, to finish your assignment very strong. Troy B. from Rochester, New York. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that he's assigning you to those in the valley, those who have fallen into dark places and feel there is no way out. Kendra D. from Wilburton, Oklahoma. Kendra, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's time to dry your tears. It's time to set aside what could have been, might have been, should have been, because God is bringing you into a new day, bringing a very special person into your life. And the sadness and the sorrows that you have experienced in days gone by will only be a faint memory because of the new season and the new person that God is placing into your life that will love you and care for you and desire to be with you all the days of your life. Jeannie R. from Rio Vista, California. Jeannie, you are a faithful servant, and you are one that will not take no for an answer. There is much intensity in your life, and sometimes rejection causes you to take a step back. But I declare in Jesus' name that the rejection that you have been experienced in days gone by is for your promotion and is for your provision and is for your protection. I bless you, Jeannie R., Rio Vista, California. Matthew H. from Amsterdam, Holland. I've been there. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, come away with me to a secret place, because in that secret place, he is going to share secrets with you about yourself, the one you love as well as insights concerning certain strategies that will move you forward in this present life, this present world. You will experience a special anointing so much at times that you're going to cry out, Lord, I don't think I can handle any more of your presence. I feel it so strong. But remember, like the prophet Elijah, you will, after he ate and drank, and it seemed like he had no more energies, he went in the strength of that time that he had with the Lord for 40 days, 40 nights, and continuing on. So these encounters you have with the Holy Ghost will take you farther than you ever thought that you could go and accomplish more than you ever dreamed of. I bless you, Matthew, in Amsterdam, Holland. Lori and Alan from Chico, California. You guys are moving into a place of significance with your river turning into different tributaries, so much so that you will wonder sometimes where's our real home? Where's our primary place because of different geographical areas that you are now occupying in places that have made room for you? Linda Chapman H. from Palm Springs, California. I see you running for political office with a major announcement being made soon. Your position will take you to our nation's capital many times. You're a woman of influence. You're receiving a call to action. People with great wealth will support your cause and your call. God bless you, Linda, from Palm Springs, California. And Chad from West Palm Beach, Florida. In due season, you will call a mighty army of young men into battle, young men who will be strong and courageous for spiritual warfare, a street ministry that will be mounting and multiplying, setting a pattern for other cities in America. Major outreach being birthed there in the loins of your spirit. Isabel from Oceanside, California. The restlessness you feel is a sign that something supernatural is being birthed in your life, like a pregnant mother who seemingly can't find a comfortable spot in the final days of her pregnancy. That's what's happening to you. Final days of God birthing something. Evelyn G. from Hollywood, California. The Holy Spirit is about to give you and your husband a national audience, contributing to a release of many other Spanish-speaking people finding their way in their place in this next wave of revival that is coming across America. And Tammy from Roswell, New Mexico, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he's making up for lost time in Jesus' name, that he is one that is taking those dry places and filling them in with great rivers of blessing upon your life, and that anointing to prophesy and work in the area of revelation is only going to increase. Perio from Fry Island, Maine, way up there in Maine. God is putting, hear the Holy Spirit saying that God is putting a strong confidence in your heart that he is working things out on your behalf, bringing you to a new assurance of his care for you. During these stormy days, he is hiding you in the cleft of the rock, just as he did Moses, aware of his presence and his assurance that he is with you, giving you a greater determination to move forward in that dimension of faith that you're walking in, binding all spirits of fear and opinions of men, the fear of men, and allowing the Holy Spirit to do his work in a major way in places that are open to the gospel. You've crossed that threshold into a new freedom of the spirit where you have never walked before. Kathy from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, why not you? Pick up the gifts and talents and prophetic words that have dropped to the ground. Not just for you, but for other people. So you're going to begin to take up prophetic words that other people have dropped to the ground, and it's going to be amazing what God begins to do in you in a most unusual way. Sharon from Wichita Falls, Texas, where Gene and I We're called to preach. Get ready to receive. Sometimes your feelings of worthlessness, your insecurities can get in the way of how God desires and what God desires to do in your life, how he desires to bless you and open his windows of heaven upon you. And remember, you're going to minister to many people who feel that they are not deserving of the blessings of God. They're willing to give, but they really don't know how to receive. But Paul said concerning giving and receiving, so I hear the Holy Spirit saying, Sharon from Wichita Falls, Texas, that you are going to teach and train and mentor many people in how to receive the blessing, receive the harvest. Simon and Sue Sinclair, whoa, called your last name. Sorry about that. Simon and Sue from England, my friends in England. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, follow the rivers. Wherever the river flows, that's where you go. Not in the way or designs of men, but just like you started out. And the way is the way you will end. The way you started is the way you will end. Simply following the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Many ownerships besides many waters. I bless you, Simon and Sue, there in England. And I declare over you, Dylan from Manhattan, Kansas. Declare the word of the Lord. Be bold. Quit waiting for more confirmation. You've had enough confirmation. You have all the confirmation you need. So just get started. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say over you. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say over you, Dylan, from Manhattan, Kansas. Julie from Spartanburg, South Carolina. I hear the Holy Spirit saying too many things. You have been multitasking long enough. It's now time to focus on that one major thing that you are going to do. You will simply say with the Apostle Paul, this one thing I do. Clear your mind, clear your calendar, clear your many to-do list. You got too many to-do lists. My. You say, do you know Julie? No, I don't. I'm just speaking by the Holy Ghost. Sometimes I speak prophetically and sometimes I speak by the word of knowledge. But clear your mind, your today list, and get ready for to make a new list because it's a new day coming. Joyce from Vienna, Georgia. Joyce from Vienna, Georgia. Cast all your cares on him. For he really cares for you. And sometimes when you feel like no one cares, you must know that he has his arms around you. And he is taking you through these troubled territories, on eagle's wings. Looking back, wondering how you made it through is what you're going to do one day. You look back, wondering how you made it through. But he's building a major testimony in your life at this very moment that he is building for you, and you're going to share with many. Lynn from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. You're a pioneer, and I declare that you are going to be a part or a part of a major pioneer movement that is taking place. Rodney H. from Norman, Oklahoma. Rodney, you must not ignore the call of God upon your life. And you may feel like there's been a lot of wasted time and wasted years, but you must remember that the years the cankerworm, the grasshopper, the caterpillar has stolen from you, has taken from you, will be restored to you in the name of Jesus. And God is making special arrangements for you to minister to a special type of people group, one that you will not have to cast your pearls before swine. So, let it go. Let it go. What could have been, might have been, should have been. Let it go. Let go of those challenging times when you felt like you had the assurance of the call of God upon your life to minister the gospel. You did, and you will. You are. It's the will, plan, and purpose is in motion now. That special people group is ready and waiting for you. And so you must rearm yourself with all of the spiritual weapons that God has given you. Satan has disarmed you in many, many ways through times of discouragement and despondency. But I declare it's a new day. The new winds are blowing upon your life. Rodney H. in Norman, Oklahoma. Angela. Angela from Young Harris, Georgia. Write the vision down, make it plain. Write it over and over until you attract those who will help you fulfill what God has put in your heart to do. Quit putting too much information, TMI. Quit giving out so much information. Keep writing it down until you make it plain, because once you make it plain, others are going to run with a vision that God has given you, because you do need partners for your vision. And I'm also hearing the Holy Spirit giving you an addendum. Quit putting so many deadlines on yourself in your path. Letitia S., Terrell, Texas. What a wonderful anointing is upon your life to translate the words that God is giving other people into ways that they can understand. There is a special translation that is taking place, because people are receiving words and they don't have the meaning of those words. And it's too much. It is too confusing, maybe in their language. Maybe there's a problem in the translation process of them receiving words from the Lord, but it's not being translated properly, because one or two words are being left out or being added. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to be able to begin to take people's promises, prophecies, revelation, and you're going to be able to translate it into different languages so that it will be put into proper order, will be made clear, and the spirit of confusion will be broken. And those prayers of intercession is bringing you to a new dimension in your life. And you must understand, because you have been faithful in temporary assignments, God is going to give you a permanent assignment that will last for many, many years to come. I bless you, Letitia. And Eddie? From Princeton, West Virginia, Eddie, that special anointing is upon you to declare his mysteries. Many will be listening in days to come to your every word because of the revelatory anointing in your life. And Tammy P. from Chickasha, Oklahoma. Tammy, I hear the Holy Spirit saying for you to pause and consider his goodness. And know today how much he loves you, because there's times you have questioned how much God really loves you, and you have done so much to try to get his approval. But you must understand that God loves you, and there's nothing that you can do in life that he would not love you or care for you. He loves you so very, very much, and you've been working for his approval. But his approval is exemplified in the love that he has for you, Tammy, that he has loved you in every season of your life, even at times where you feel like you have disobeyed him, or times when you have not done his will. You must understand that he loves you with an everlasting love. And as you enter into a new season in your life, there's going to be a new season of brokenness, shutting yourself in with the Holy Spirit, refusing to allow any guilt or condemnation. You have shut out the many voices that have tried to speak into your life that would contest his love for you. But you must now let his anointing flow through every part of your being, Tammy, overwhelming you with a message that you will carry to many other people. You are truly moving into a new season of your life. There is a new demarcation. You can mark this time down that you're experiencing the love of Jesus in a way you have never experienced before, and you're going to be able to impart that to many, many others in Jesus' name. I bless you. And over you, Amy H. from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Amy, you are a classy lady, and the Lord has taken you into classy places, giving you a special entrance into places where people are intent on being famous. And they are intent on making their names known. They're attempting to work out their own designs in life But I hear the Holy Spirit saying you are making a divine entrance, and you will become a missing link in many of their lives as God moves you into that artistic place that he has assigned for you. Terry H. from Rome, Georgia. Terry, remember, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, remember the promises I made to you and your husband many years ago. Those conversations are still in motion. Those words that were spoken are still in motion, waiting for your command. Those conversations are waiting for your command. They are ready. Ministering angels, warring angels, have been placed on assignment to help you. So gather your family, speak those words in unison, those words that even your children heard as young people. And so there's still so much to accomplish with a new enthusiasm about life. You're going to begin to be enthusiastic about life more in more ways than you have been many years to come. If you believe the words of the prophet, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you will prosper. I bless you, Terry, from Rome, Georgia. And Deonna from Lakewood, Washington. Deonna, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's not for your sake, but for heaven's sake. He's giving you new revelation concerning the sufferings of this present time, which are not to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us, in you. You're going to have a special ministry to those who are suffering, even though they have been very faithful in the work of ministry, been faithful to what God has called them to do. And your prayers for them will be like manna from heaven. They will feast on your prayers day and night. And Marcia J. from Rush Springs, Oklahoma. Marcia, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he is putting a wonderful plan together for you and your husband. For some time now, it's been taking place. For some times, it's been in motion. And there's been times when it appeared like, yeah, this is good. And there's been other times and seasons where you felt like, no, I don't know if we could do that. I don't know if we're able to do that. I don't know if we can financially afford to do that. I don't know if we can make the transition. But it's quite evident. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying it's quite evident that the plan is now coming to fruition. Don't be afraid to make the transition. The transition to fruition, I hear the Holy Ghost saying it's time. You can do this. You were never born to sit it out. You were never born to sit it out. To stand on the sidelines while others do what is in their heart to do. Why should you? You were never called to be a bench warmer. Never have and never will. You will go. The Lord said you go and I'll go with you. Proceed. The word is proceed. Others are waiting. It will be a good process. The most rewarding and fulfilling season of your life. Remember, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that believes that God is and God will is going to be a great, there's going to be a great reward. I bless you, Marcia and William in Rush Springs, Oklahoma. Hey, Raymond, they're in Great Grimsby, England. I hear the Holy Spirit saying he is moving you to the forefront, ready or not, ready or not. He's warning you that he has prepared a special place of ministry for you that you might question at the start. But your willingness to take that step of faith is going to bring about major results accompanied with much fruit. Don't lean to your own understanding. Just trust me, says the Lord. You trust me. Charlene W. in Corning, New York. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that when you have been to hell and back, your compassion for those who are seemingly lost without hope will be increased seven times. Your compassion level is now seven times greater than it was before you went through the fire. I call it hell and back. So you're going to have remarkable results as you weep with those who weep. Don't try to hold back the tears. Let the tears flow, and the tears will minister to people. God is giving you a weeping spirit, and don't let people say, well, you're emotional. You're having emotional problems. You've lost your mind. Ignore all of that. Because God is letting the tears flow. Wash those who are hurting, those who are going through the fire. wash their feet with your tears, and you'll see God take out hearts of stone and put in hearts of flesh to those that you minister to. I bless you, Charlene in Corning, New York. Kelvin in Carmel Valley, California. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that when you look back at your life, you feel you have missed several opportunities. You must understand today that those opportunities are coming back around again. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. They're coming back again. Jack in Austin, Texas. Jack, you're moving to a season of simplicity, a time of unusual rest, even while the seed you have sown keeps producing day and night. The Holy Spirit is causing you to rest just like the prophet Elijah. During this season, you will discover that more is happening with you doing less than you ever imagined when you were doing more. I know it's a radical departure from your daily schedule that is in motion now, but God is pleased with you, and he is moving you into a new season. Susie from Fredericksburg, Texas, your radical faith is bringing about amazing results, accompanied by unusual confirmations. You're making more progress than you think. I want to remind everybody you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time. And this is an extension. You're now listening to an extension of the Tuesday Watch. There were so many prophetic words that came in. I just had to have an extra day. Boy, I love to prophesy. I love to prophesy because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. I'm going to take me a sip of water, and I'll be right back for more prophetic words on BPN Radio.
Love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Hey, you know that most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. My friend Martin Smith, who provided Gene and I, he and his wife, provided a cottage for Gene and I for a while. We lived in England. Well, I love England. And I'm glad to be able to minister to my British friends without ever getting on a plane. And next month, in the month of June, we're going to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the revival on Marsham Street in London, England. Gene and I led a revival on Marsham Street in London, England in the month of June. That revival broke out and lasted for 9 months. We were there for 30 days, and, wow, it just kept going on and on and on. Hundreds and thousands, I guess, ministered to. And so we're going to be celebrating the 20th anniversary next month. Wow. Boy, I'm so glad to be able to minister. I'm going to receive an offering before I continue to prophesy. There's no charge for the prophecy, but you must understand that I want to give you an opportunity to give, even though Gene and I are not getting on many planes these days because of the work we're doing here in our studios and our ministry center in Austin, Texas. The expenses continue. We have to trust God every month. So we're going to receive an offering for Breakout Prayer Network. And if you'd like to sow a seed into a Breakout Prayer Network, you can make your check payable to Breakout Ministries. Make your check payable to Breakout Ministries, and you send that check to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. If you want to give by PayPal, credit card, debit card, go to BPN Radio. Most of you are probably on there right now. Just go down to the bottom of the page, and you can click on the donate button. It will say PayPal, but you can use your credit card or debit card and make a contribution. If you'd like to be a monthly partner, you can click the box there. And just want to share, you know, it's very, very important that we share our vision as you give today. I bless you. But my vision is to enlist prayer leaders in 1,000 cities in this nation, 1,000 points of light, calling for another spiritual awakening in America, praying until there's a major revival in every major city. My vision is to lead a 24/7 internet prayer internet radio station that will call America to pray, sharing my microphone with others while broadcasting the results. And the last part of my vision is to lead a radio church comprised of members who don't have a pastor, including pastors, prophets, revivalists, and an army of young people who are coming out of obscurity to preach to their generation, a church that prays around the clock, a house of prayer for all nations. And we have church every day of the week. Our primary service is every Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, and our services on Sunday, as well as our Prophetic Tuesdays, will be broadcast live on Facebook Live. So join us if you will. Thank you for your giving. I really appreciate those that have been investing into this ministry. May God bless you and multiply your seed as Gene and I follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost. It seems surreal that I could be ministering to so many people across America and around the world from this one geographical location. But that's what the Holy Ghost does. He wants to do things that you least suspect. He wants to do things exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. And we named this Breakout Prayer Network a long time ago as a result of a scripture that the Holy Spirit gave me from Micah chapter 2:13 after I led prayer at the White House in 1996. Micah 2:13, the one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. They will break out. So the Lord just put it in my spirit to name this Breakout Prayer Network, Breakout Ministries. Okay, I'm giving prophetic words. Could be a now word, future word, new word, confirming word. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, I bless you now in the name of the Lord. So I'm praying over you right now, Aliona. I'm praying over you, Aliona, in Moldova. God has given his favor to you. You are blessed. He has already outlined your future. It's already in motion. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Aliona, no resumes are needed. You have already been accepted. You have already been accepted without a resume. So I bless you now in Jesus' name. And David S. from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that he has placed you right in the thick of things, even though you have asked yourself many times, what in the world am I doing in this place? Sometimes you feel that moving to another geographical location could bring you some needed relief, but you must understand that you are a warrior. You are a light in dark places, and your presence, accompanied by his presence, is making a major difference right there in what I would call the thick of things. That's what we say in Texas and Oklahoma, the thick of things. Sue from Round Rock, Texas, blessed are those who sow by many waters. You are a giver and expect a season of the seed you have sown to soon come back on every wave. An abundance. Hear the Holy Ghost saying, more than enough, not just for you, but for every good work that you have in your heart. And Les, hey Les, from Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Travelers Rest, I like that name. It's time for you and your wife to launch out into the deep. Staying too close to the shore will bring temporary fulfillment, but not long term. There are those who are waiting on the other side of your obedience. Brenda from Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, Brenda. You are the one. You are the chosen one. And from your mother's womb, the plan has been a good plan. And there's been a cry out of your heart, Lord, who am I? And what do you want me to do? And you just look upon his face. You just keep sitting in his presence like Mary and listening, because he's going to speak to you. And you're going to know that you have come to the kingdom, Brenda, from Las Vegas for such a time as this. Brian from Pratt, Kansas. Hey, Brian, stay alert. Don't be distracted concerning what other people are doing or who they are, or what, how they are prospering, what is happening in their lives. Don't compare yourself with yourself or compare yourself with these other people. Keep your eyes fixed on me, says the Lord, and quit comparing yourself with others around you. Quit measuring your success by the works that you do or what other people are doing. He said, I've made you special, and the opportunity that I've designed for you is coming your way in a very new, unique purpose and plan. Because I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Brian from Pratt, Kansas, that you are very unique. Christine from Tulsa, that God is prospering you in so many, many different ways. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that you are called to invest in nations of the world, and that some of your closest relationships will come from people, come from people that you can't even understand their language. So much is happening. So much is happening. Becky from Pittsburgh, California. Becky, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, lay aside all of those things that you seemingly are waiting for. You just keep waiting for certain things to happen so that other things can happen. No, you look at me and focus on me, because there is diamonds in your own backyard. You see it from afar, but the Holy Spirit is saying, I'm causing you to see things close up. And when you take that look, there's going to be awesome surprise come upon you because of what God is working. Terry from Aurora, Colorado. Terry, you are a wonderful vessel. You are a vessel that is always flowing. There is a vessel that is flowing because you know how to give. You know the priorities in life. And you have chosen, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you have chosen the best portion, the best portion. So celebrate that in the name of Jesus. And Joyce from Etowah. I grew up in Oklahoma, but I've never heard of Etowah, Oklahoma. But Joyce, you are there. You are there for a time and a season. And you are there not because of you, but you're there because of other people need you at this point in time. So I bless you there during this present temporary assignment. And Pat L. from Highlands, Texas, bless you, Pat. The Spirit of God is upon you. And that deep desire to do the will of God is overwhelming you, and it's overcoming any fear or hesitation that you might have in your life. And Rich from Hartsdale, New York. Rich, I bless you now in Jesus' name. The word of the Lord dwells richly inside of you, Rich. And you're going to be able to teach people how to memorize scripture. And the spirit of recall is going to come upon you, and you're going to be able to quote scriptures for long periods at a time. Gerald, I'm about to run out of time from Birch Run, Michigan. Don't hold back. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for approval, and don't wait for an invitation. Pursue those things God has placed in your heart. He's waiting for you. Quit looking for man's approval when you have his approval. I see the light turning green. The light is turning green. And Ruth Hiddle, in Jesus' name, from Harlingen, Texas. Ruth, I bless you right now in the name of the Lord, and the Spirit of God is coming upon you to rehearse those things that God is doing, and you're causing other people to rehearse. It's a rehearsal time, and you're gathering a group of people who seemingly dreams have died, and they have experienced the death of a vision, and y'all are getting together and rehearsing the goodness of God, and the Spirit of the Lord is coming upon you for renewal. And Bob and Jennifer R. from Joplin, Missouri, you seemingly have sown much, and it appears to be a little return. Sometimes it seems like you've been putting seed into bags with holes in it, but know that I'm keeping a record. I'm rewarding you with a group of people who will honor you and cherish you and will watch for you because you have not been willing to compromise my word. I'm going to reward you in a greater measure than you ever anticipated, and let him do it. He is doing it, and I thank you for being a part of BBN Radio. What an amazing day. Stay tuned. Stay in touch with me on bpnradio.com and breakoutradio.com. BreakoutRadioChurch.com. Keep listening as we continue on today on BPN Radio.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.